It appears to me that at first glance at the gospel reading, the image of the meek Jesus, the gentle Jesus, the laughing Jesus, the kind Jesus appears to be missing. Again, it appears to me that at first glance at the gospel, that the laughing Jesus, the image of the laughing Jesus, gentle, kind, meek, humble Jesus appears to be missing. But as we look at the Gospel of St. Matthew, whose cycle we end this Sunday, this is not new. Matthew writes for a Jewish community, and the Jewish community for whom Matthew was writing expected a different kind of a Messiah, a Davidic Messiah, a kingly Messiah, a powerful Messiah, someone who will come back in his glory, honor, and power. That's the mentality of Matthew's community when it comes to the image of the Christ. No wonder that Jesus in today's gospel reading gives us, as he gives us the mission or the vision of his return, his second coming, he uses the image of a judge. He uses the image of a judge. A judge who makes a decision. A judge who renders a verdict. And that verdict that is being rendered is either to inherit the kingdom or to depart. To depart and go to eternal punishment. But what happened there? What happened to the Christ who came to save us? The one that we know who is meek and humble of hearts. In the first reading today from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, Ezekiel tells us or gives us the image of our God, a God who is a shepherd. Ezekiel tells us that God is as a shepherd will come to pasture his people. God as a shepherd will come to seek the lost, the least, and the last. That's the image, the first image that Ezekiel gives us. But towards the end of his passage, this passage, Ezekiel the prophet goes on to say that God is not only a shepherd, but God is also a judge. A judge who will destroy the sleek and the strong. But as a shepherd, God will continue to love and to seek those who are hungry, those who are poor, those who are outcasts, those who are below the social ladder, those who have been alienated. As a shepherd, God will continue to gather them, embrace them, and love them. In the Old Testament, God is both a judge and a shepherd. And this image is carried through the gospel of today. As Jesus tells us about what's going to happen when he comes back in his glory. Jesus, at first glance, comes to us as a judge who will separate the goats from the sheep. And then they will be asked, what have they done? The basis for the verdict is how they have cared for one another, how they have loved each other, how they have cared for the needs of those who are in need. But what is interesting to note in this gospel passage is just as Jesus, the judge, renders the verdict to two groups of people, these groups of people come back with a question. But when? When did we see you hungry? When did we see you naked? When did we see you a stranger? When did we see you imprisoned? When did we see you thirsty? The people who have been rendered this verdict have seen the poor, the hungry, the thirsty, the naked and imprisoned, but failed to recognize the presence of Christ in each one of those. In today's feast, the solemnity of Christ the King, Jesus comes to us not only as a judge, but he comes to us as a loving, gentle, kind, meek, loving and forgiving shepherd. That on this feast of Christ the King, he identifies himself with the poor, with the hungry, with those who are imprisoned, those who are beyond the walls, those who are socially outcast, those who are in need, those who have been alienated from society, those of different color. Jesus identifies himself as one of them as well, because he comes to us as a shepherd, meek and humble of heart. My brothers and sisters, we gather with grateful hearts this morning to give thanks for the gift of Jesus, not only as King, not only as a judge, but more importantly, we give thanks for the gift of Jesus as a gentle shepherd. Because as a gentle shepherd, Jesus understands what we go through. Jesus knows what we're going through, especially during this very difficult time in our world. When we weep, Jesus weeps with us. When we laugh, Jesus laughs with us. When we are in pain, Jesus is in pain as well. My friends, as we continue now with our liturgy and give thanks for the gift of the Lord, may we always keep in mind who this Jesus is, the Christ that we have been waiting for and long for. He is the King of the universe. He is the judge of the universe. But let us not forget, he is the shepherd of our hearts.